All right, Specialist Weldon, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. I understand you're a part of the 298th Support Maintenance Company, and there's a lot of other titles that follow that. What's your particular mission or role as a member of this unit?
I'm actually a 94 Fox. So 94 Fox is a special electronics repair. I work on night vision goggles and sights, troubleshoot and repair computers, mine detection equipment, telephones, and switchboards.
And this night vision device repair that you do, how critical is it to missions over there?
It's very critical. It allows soldiers to see at night during their missions to help them actually accomplish their mission a lot more capable of having night vision goggles.
Where did you learn these kind of technical skills for this kind of work? Was it in the military, or did you learn it elsewhere?
Yes, I learned in the military. We actually go through advanced individual training for our MOS. That allows us to train with the equipment.
How time-sensitive is the work that you do with this kind of night vision goggle repair? Is it sort of you take these assignments as they come and work on them as you can, or is there ever sort of a need to get it done very quickly because the mission is about to begin?
Each equipment and each item depends on the severity of the mission. All the equipment, depending on what time the mission is and when it's needed, is how severe we actually take the accountability on. What mission has priority, we try to take no more than 45 minutes to work on any piece of equipment so that it can be used for the mission as soon as possible.
Is this your first deployment overseas?
Yes, it is.
Do you have family that is still here in the Gainesville area?
Yes, I have my wife, Teresa Weldon, my mother, Willie Weldon, and my father, J.C. Weldon.
How has the support been from back home and from this community? Do you think it is where it should be when it comes to supporting our troops?
Yes, it's been. Everybody's been very supportive of my family. I've actually had some of my friends actually send me emails. My wife has been very supportive. She's been like my foundation. She's always been there for me.
I wanted to ask you about President Obama's plan to withdraw troops from Iraq. Somebody that's actually over there might have a different insight. Are you seeing much of a change in soldiers' missions over there? Is it becoming more of a handoff to Iraqi officials and less of a combat zone, or are U.S. forces still pretty involved in combat missions?
As far as I know, we're actually just winding down and getting ready to come back home. We're just doing a lot of cleanup missions, as far as I know.
Do you feel like things are sort of settling down over there and it's a good time to sort of hand it off to them?
Yes, I do.
And I don't even know if y'all have received much word of this, because I think it just happened yesterday. A federal judge reaffirmed a ruling allowing gays and lesbians to serve openly in the military. Is that something that's been discussed over there, or is that really not been a big part of the conversation so far?
I actually haven't heard anything about it.
Anything else that you'd want the people here in Gainesville to know about the work that you and other soldiers are doing over there in Iraq right now?
We're just actually just trying to get everything straightened out and get everything ready to come back home. Most of the guys are trying to get the missions done so they can come back and see their family.
Well, thank you so much for serving, and we look forward to having you back here in Gainesville.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you. All right. That'll do it. Thanks.
Thank you.